Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio today our speaker, Sister Razia Batul Najafi. She's an Islamic researcher, and I have had this pleasure to sit with her in the studio today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullah.
Thank you
so much for having me here.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, we are doing well, both of us here.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I know you have a very pretty busy schedule. Thank you so much for coming.
No, it's a pleasure.
Sister, I have some very important question here today, which many parents are concerned about, and which we really get so many questions, and I can sum up all those questions in this one question, which is that in a world today when parents are, because of COVID, from past 2 years, everything has become online, everything has become, you know, virtual, even the studies, when parents are forced to give this your tabs and the mobiles to their children. They are forced to do so because their children are getting a virtual education today. But at the same time, now for the refreshment, they want to give their children phones for the playing the games and stuff. One of the parents was recently very much concerned about the upbringing of a child who, she said, was playing a Barbie game and some ad came up which had some sexual content in it. When we live in such a world, when you have coming up those ads, when you have like uncontrollable cookies coming in through these apps and all, how do you upbring your children, like in terms of, you know, sexual upbringing?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think this is a very extremely important topic for our parents, especially nowadays with this old social media. And first of all, we as a parents, we have to know that, you know, there are four channels, four rivers. All these four rivers, they just connected to this main, we can say, fountain, which is our heart.
All right.
So number one is eyes. Number two is the way we listen, we hear.
Number three is
our tongue, the way we talk. And number four is our imagination. Yeah, quwwa ya khayal. So whatever we see, you can't believe it. The picture, yeah, the mind is taking, especially when you are young. The way Hadith says, "Al-ilmu fi al-sighar kan-naqshi 'ala al-hajar," like learning or, you know, observing and looking, yeah, and putting some pictures in your mind in childhood as if you are writing on the stone, that like
right.
That will remain definitely. The power which Allah has given, especially 0 to 7 and 7 to 14, these very, very important stages of age. Yeah. So we have to be extremely sensitive. I will beg in front of parents that I don't know how to express my concern about this issue of what your child is looking, you know, and what kind of information he
is getting
in his mind. That is absolutely important.
Right. And, so yeah. You said that the information that is being fed through pictures remains in the mind, maybe forever. I remember, like, whatever I read in the pictorial form since my childhood is still in my mind. Like, I have heart structures, I have eye structures in my mind, I have all those body structures that were being taught to us in the pictorial form. So yes, pictorial form teaching remains in the mind forever. Sister, I'll be talking to you after a short break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Sister Najafi, you said that pictorial feeding remains in the mind as if something is dug on the stone and written on it. So it remains there. So, and the question of a parent was that how can she save her children in terms of, like, if she wants to do some sexual upbringing of a child in the Islamic way, what are the ways?
Yeah, so I think, again, chapter Noor is just helping us and giving us this very, very important information that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because He's our Khaliq, He's our Creator, He knows in and out of us, and He is sensitive, and He says that you have to be very, very, very careful about the timings, mm-hmm. and about the pictures, the scene which your children are observing and watching. Okay, what Surah says? Surah, I will ask and request again to parents that, you know, chapter Noor, which is chapter number 24, and verse number, I think, 58. So what it says, it's, you know, you can't believe it, Sister Zainab. It talks about 7-8 years old children that when they wanna come to the bedrooms of their parents. Look at the etiquettes which Islam is teaching inside Quran.
Right. Like
Quran, not Prophet is saying, this is not a hadith, this is Quran.
Right.
This is a life miracle. So, and look at the examples are very, very little examples, and in details, Islam is just picturizing us that a family lives in a house and there's a room for the parents, and parents needs to be, you know, rest or to be relaxed in their room.
Yeah. All right.
So three times are time of relaxation. Number one is before Salatul Fajr, because the family of Mu'mineen, they have to get up for Salatul Fajr. After Fajr, there's no sleep. Yeah.
All right.
So
after
before Fajr.
Prayers.
Yeah. Before morning prayers, if the children, they want to visit their parents, so they have to knock the door. They have to wait for them.
Wow.
They're not allowed to just open the door
and just get in like cattle.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking, look, the way we are just opening the social media and the screen and whatever comes, you are not allowed to open the door of your parents. You know, mostly parents are in a very maybe respectful, you know, dressing, but still, you know, this
permission
is a precaution. Yeah, precaution. No, like, maybe you will see something which is not to be seen. Maybe.
All right.
But that, you know, precaution is there. Ihtiyat is there. So the way we are just providing them the screen and they're just, you know, free time and sitting and watching. And unfortunately, you know, the way you said a pictorial feeding
content,
of our...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, most of the parents, they are not sensitive about it. Sensitivity should be there. Why? Because Quran is teaching us to be sensitive. So number one time is before the morning prayers.
Yeah. I'll be talking to you on that note. What are the different timings that the Quran has mentioned to ask for the permission, or what are the relaxation timings, after a short break? Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "The best among you
is he who learns the Quran and teaches it.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is a program, Islamic Upbringing. I have with me Sister Najafi, and we are discussing a very important topic of sexual upbringing in Islam. So, Sister, you were talking about the relaxation phases.
Yeah. You know why I'm mentioning this? Because everyone, all of us, mashallah, we have fully trust and faith on the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and wordings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah is sensitive. So we have to be very sensitive as a parent. So number one is min qabli salat al-fajr. Number two, it says min al-zahira, after zuhr time. In the afternoon. And number three is min ba'di salat al-isha. Yeah, after the Isha prayers.
All right.
So the last prayer which we do, and then we go for resting. So mostly we are dressed up with our night sleeping suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even Islam is sensitive that when you are wearing your sleeping suit, yeah, because you are relaxed, even that time you should be very careful when you come in front of your children. You cover more. Look,
right.
This is the point. Quran has written that حين تزعون ثيابكم, like the modest dressing which you have in front of your children. Maybe you don't have that modest dressing, because we know otherwise Islam is totally against of having in the state of total nakedness. Islam says don't be, even it's allowed, you're all alone,
yeah
you can be naked. Islam said no, shaitan will come, you
all
know
right.
Yeah, whisperings are there, it's not recommended at all, it's makruh. You know, we have so much restriction about our, you know, that the animal you know, side of our existence, that how we have to pay attention to our body and just look at our body. Islam is always saying cover yourself. Even you are all alone, even you are with your partner, you know, still everything is halal, but still you have to be covered.
All
so
right.
Look at the sensitivity of Islam, and I love it the way Islam is saying, because, you know, maybe you will look something which is not, you know, appropriate. So the same way I'm just again going towards the social media, that how come then I just, you know, leave my child to look at so,
in a world where this content is coming all free, where this content is coming all of a sudden.
Yeah. This is a big disaster, unfortunately, we are facing nowadays. And again, with connecting with unseen world and dua, we can have some solutions, inshallah, and some controls of our beautiful hearts and beautiful minds. Our children, I feel like they are, you know, by birth, they are ma'soom, they are infallible, you know, they are beautiful tawhidi children. But unfortunately, this all poison and all
whatever is being fed to them.
Exactly. That is really, really sad. So inshallah, by this beautiful sayings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and wordings of Allah, we are going to change our perspective, our mindset. Because, you know, when parents are sensitive about some issues, then automatically they put it in practice.
Yeah. So as you rightly said, that babies are like, you know, they are like white cloth. Whatever the color you will put on them, it will take that color. Because the white color accepts all the colors.
Indeed.
So it depends on your upbringing, the way you nurture them, the way you're feeding them, and the content that is being fed to our children. On the social media, we can do a lot of things. First of all, we can be sensitive towards it ourselves. We can do supervision. And after the supervision, we can also not accept all the cookies that are coming into our devices. And supervision is very important. And we have to guide our children about the surah, like you mentioned, so many Quranic verses over here. We have to guide our children that there is in Quran that even I am your parent, I am very close to you, you're not allowed to come into my bedroom without my permission. I am not allowed to come in front of you in some inappropriate order. So how come someone else in some other form, you cannot see. That's not indeed allowable. Thank you so much, Sister Najafi, for You're being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to the IRIB English Radio. For any suggestions, for any questions, for any feedback, please email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Our website is parstoday.com, wherein you can find all our programs. Going to the option Call of Islam and you'll find our programs. Until another episode, fi amanallah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.